The new U.S. Digital Service is working with agencies across government to triage IT problems and get their programs back on track. The infrastructure for the service came out of the lessons learned from fixing the problems with healthcare.gov. Mickey Dickerson is administrator of the U.S. Digital Service. In his first interview since he took over, he tells Federal News Radio's Francis Rose about the mission of the service and why industry shouldn't worry about the service trying to cut in on its business.
It's to enable, to facilitate, to help, to coordinate with agencies to be able to better execute their mission as it relates to citizen-facing services.
So there was an apprehension when 18F came out of the General Services Administration. A lot of the folks in this room expressed that apprehension. And they have gone a ways toward helping to get rid of that apprehension. There's a little bit less apprehension about U.S. Digital Services and its relationship to industry and how it all fits together. But why shouldn't the folks in this room worry about that extra layer of connectivity in government? Why will you help them be able to work with their government partners better?
Can you be a little more specific about what they would? What's the worry? Like what?
Sure. The apprehension about 18F in particular was essentially pointing at what they were doing and saying, I thought we were supposed to do that.
I see, sure. Is stuff like 18F U.S. Digital Service gonna like suck up the oxygen that was previously?
Yes.
Okay.
If they're gonna be the innovation people, how are we gonna get involved with that too?
So I'll talk about, I represent U.S. Digital Service. I know I can tell you a little bit about 18F, but I'm sure there's people who are more qualified to do that that are already here. What I see us as doing is basically I don't think there's anything to worry about, and here's why. When I worked on healthcare.gov a year ago, that's how I came to be mixed up in this whole thing. And I know, I can't really see because there's these lights, but I know that there's people out there that I must have met on healthcare.gov by reading the list of sponsors up there. What they told me again, and I spent a ton of time with people working on, with the contractors working on healthcare.gov, average 17 hours a day, 7 days a week in Exchange Operations Center in Columbia, Maryland. So we had a good amount of quality time to spend with people who have been in this business for a while. And what you told me again and again and again was virtually everybody working on that project wanted to assure me and the others that had come in from the outside that this was not, they can do better than this. This was not their best work. And it was not their best work for a bunch of reasons. A lot of which were the government's fault, a lot of which were the oversight, a lot of which were the management of the project, the structuring of the contracts. There's lots of things that could have been done better. And so all the people that I brought from the outside, they would do their work. We were mostly incident response, day-to-day management kind of stuff is what my group did. Every single one of them, without exception, would do this for a couple weeks, and then they would want to. Then they would be ready to talk to somebody. They want to tell anybody who'd be willing to listen about. You have to stop making these structural mistakes. That's what leads to these kinds of outcomes, and it will happen again and again and again. So, those are the ideas that led to the thing called U.S. Digital Service being formed over the next few months. So, I really see it as, if what everybody tells me is true, then the private sector and the government will both be happier if the government did a better job at managing and supervising and overseeing these contracts. Because there's good reasons why most of this work should probably always be done in the private sector. The private sector companies, at least in theory, have the freedom and have a certain amount of flexibility to create a work environment which should be more attractive to retraining, to attracting top technical talent. You have advantage. I'm saying you as if I'm talking to the contractors right now, because I know a lot of you are. You have advantages that I don't. You can pay people more than GS-15 Step 10. You can set up offices the way you want to do it. You don't have to rent them through the same way that I have to do it. You don't have to go through the same hiring processes. There are a lot of reasons why you ought to be able to outcompete just by attracting a better workforce, and that's fine. That's great. We don't. I mean, it'd be impractical anyway. Like, there's no chance of bringing. What's the conservative number? $80 billion of government spending a year on IT? Like, there's no chance of us taking all of that on. Like, if we were fully funded for 2015, like, I think we asked for, depends how what you count exactly, but it's somewhere between like $8 and $20 million. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we were fully funded for 2015, my group were talking about that's a half of a tenth of a percent of that spending. Mm-hmm. We need to be as leveraged as we can possibly be, and I think one of the best ways that we can get the most bang for the limited number of people that we have is by enabling the existing establishment to do better work in the context they're already used to.
Mm-hmm. Is there an analogy that you can think of for what your service will be between industry and the agencies? I think of connective tissue, like the ligaments between the bone and muscle, is that appropriate?
I think that's a good one. Maybe I'll use that next time.
You're welcome. That one's free.
It's I really look at us as being there to fill in all of the gaps. So we don't. That's the thing that makes us unusual compared to most other players, even inside the government in this space. So, for example. 18F operates on a different business model, mm-hmm. Which is cost reimbursed, right? Mm-hmm. And they act similar to a vendor or a supplier. If you have a specific project that you want to get done, one of the ways you can get it done is you can hire them, and you know, interagency agreement, blah, blah, and they complete the project, they deliver the project. They're about delivery. We US Digital Service, go to where the need is the greatest and whatever the need is. I mean, it should be kind of technology-related, ideally. But a lot of what we do turns out to not even be that. It's just management of projects, mm-hmm. Which is fine because we're OMB. There's management and Office of Management and Budget. But we don't. I see us as needing to be a lot more adaptable because the different agency needs are unpredictable. Mm-hmm. It's not the same thing time after time. There's a lot of commonality, but it's a different thing each time.
Mm-hmm. What is your biggest challenge as far as being able to bring people like you who come with a Silicon Valley mindset and have a perception, at least, that working for the government is not going to be nearly as appealing as the very fast-paced perception that people have of what Silicon Valley is like, and how do you get them to stay once they get to Washington?
So there are a few surprising things. I'm not very organized in this answer, sorry. Before they could convince me to come work at US Digital Service, which was a process that took some months, my biggest worry about it was what you just said, was even if I'm willing to come do this for some reason and it makes sense to me, the day after I accept this job, I'm going to be supposed to convince 10 or 20, or it's not really clear, but a whole bunch more people to do exactly the same thing, and how am I going to do that? Like, what are the tools going to be to do that? The experience with that so far has been not what I would have expected. Last year, and I guess it should have been what I expected, because last year when I worked on healthcare.gov, it was the easiest. I got the ability to bring in more people from the outside around November or so, it was the easiest recruiting job I have ever had. Like, and I've been working I worked at Google for 8.5 years before this, and I did a lot of recruiting, managing the hiring process there too. And with all of the advantages that I had at Google, it was still very hard. It's extremely competitive for like the fairly limited number of the talent pool that you want, as far as people that have experience building large scale. Public-facing systems that have high expectations of reliability and uptime. That talent pool is pretty small, and it's fiercely competitive. And you can see that with how much money they get paid in the private sector. And so it was very hard to recruit people, even with all the advantages of in the private sector. And yet, when I came to work on healthcare.gov, of the first 12 people that I called and said, you know, would you consider working on this thing, I think 10 of them came and did it. And they took time off of their other jobs to do it. And the reason for that is they care. People are very interested in the kinds of missions that only the government has. There is nobody else. If the government doesn't make healthcare.gov work, nobody else is going to do it. It's written into the law. Like it is the way it is. And there's tons of other things that if the government doesn't do them, nobody will. There's not a startup working on fixing like food stamp delivery in San Francisco. The government is, and Code for America is. There's not a startup working. Well, okay, you know, if I hand wave over a couple of little details a little bit, then there's not a startup in Silicon Valley whose job is to fix the, you know, disability claims backlog at the VA. Mm-hmm. Government has to do that one way or another. And people are very interested in working on those problems, like unbelievably so. When we started this thing, I gave, even before US Digital Service got started, I was doing a thing going around mostly Silicon Valley, talking to mostly technical audiences about the thing that I had done on healthcare.gov to encourage people to consider doing the same thing, because I don't see any reason anybody couldn't do it. Like, you can take a leave of absence, you can get yourself hired at a private contractor or at an agency, whatever. There's a certain amount of appetite, people are willing to do it. I mean, the agencies and the contractors are willing to do it a certain amount. There are now last number I heard was 750 people that are in the queue that have expressed some degree of interest that we haven't. Our bottleneck is processing them. It's literally processing the paperwork, getting them an offer. Like, it's not budget. I have budget. It's not demand. I have plenty of demand and I have plenty of supply. Literally, the bottleneck right now today is processing hiring paperwork.